Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. It's Thursday, which means it is Author of the Week time, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our author this week, senior editor at The Federalist, John Daniel Davidson. And the book title is Pagan America, The Decline of Christianity and the Dark Age to Come. And I gotta say, out of the gate, doesn't sound real sunshiny.
No, it's not. The decline of Christianity is not a sunshiny topic. I want to be clear. That's my main goal in writing the book and helping people understand what it means for Christianity to decline and recede from public life in America. And the implications are rather huge, so I really want to get across to people, you know, what to expect.
Now, I believe we're seeing a very deliberate effort to force along at an even greater speed the decline of Christianity and the demonization of it. This talk of Christian nationalism we're hearing from the left, I believe it's to take people who maybe aren't necessarily Christian and to make them fearful of the Christian so that it is easier to continue with the decline of Christianity. Do you see that as deliberate as well, or is it just the natural evolution of things?
It's both. So the irony about this idea that Christian nationalism represents a big threat to American public life or American political life is that Christianity is declining rapidly in the United States and across the Western world. When you look at church attendance, church membership, the frequency with which children are dropping the faith of their parents, across all indicators, and this is well documented for going on years now by major, you know, pollsters like Pew and Gallup, and I get into that in the book, but Christianity is going through a precipitous decline. It's not the sort of like resurgent, powerful force in American life. It's a weakening force in American life. And I think that the elements that are causing it to weaken and decline kind of smell blood in the water, right? And so the further demonization, the further attack on Christianity that we see is part of that. You know, you don't attack Christianity because it's so powerful that it's going to usher in a Christian nationalist fascist regime. They're attacking it because they see that it's weak and wounded and declining. And so we should expect these attacks to continue and intensify.
With an increasing number of Americans not being part of the Christian faith, they may, even if they don't necessarily fear it, think that it's not necessarily relevant and don't understand how an America that they live in, how this in any way, shape, or form has any connection to them. In other words, Christian or not Christian, what relevance does it have? What do you say to those people?
I say to those people that American self-government and Republican, you know, form of political life is impossible without Christianity. It's impossible without a Christian people. And we need to understand that if we lose our Christian character as a country, if we lose the Christian faith, we will also lose our Republican form of self-government. We will lose our individual rights. We will lose everything that has made America possible up to this point. And I think a lot of people don't realize that a de-Christianized or fully pagan America is not the sort of place anyone is going to want to live, whether they're Christian or not.
It's pretty amazing to me the juxtapositioning that we hear from the Democrats regarding their torch of women's rights, as it were. On one hand, it seems as if in the name of transgenderism, women and girls are always being forced to take a back seat. It never goes the other way. You don't have men losing out scholarships or gold medals to women who identify as men. It's always the women that are told they need to sacrifice their locker room, their bathroom, their gold medal. But at the same time, and we even heard it a couple of weeks ago at the State of the Union address, they position themselves, that being the Democrats, as being pro-woman. because of the virtue of supporting women's right to kill their own children. And it's just such a bizarre and frightening applause line. You have a chapter titled Abortion and Euthanasia, Human Sacrifice in the New Pagan Cults. Tell us about that.
Yeah, one of the things about the de-Christianization of America or the decline of Christianity in America is that we still use Christian concepts. We still talk in terms of individual rights or, as you say, women's rights, and we still kind of couch our debates in what are essentially Christian terms, right? The only reason that we care about human rights or individual rights is because of Christianity. It's been bequeathed to us by Christendom. It doesn't come from the secular communist world, certainly. It doesn't come out of, you know, the emptiness of the Enlightenment. It depends on a Christian worldview. And so we still use those terms, but increasingly there's a disconnect between the practice and the rhetoric. And so it produces these, as you say, bizarre outcomes where we're supposed to applaud the takeover of women's sports and women's spaces by men who identify as women. It makes a mockery out of the whole idea of women's rights, right? Just as abortion makes a mockery out of the idea of human rights or women's rights, because of course the person who's being killed, the unborn boy or girl, has no rights at all, not even the right or a chance at life. And so we have twisted these fundamentally Christian concepts into meaninglessness. And I argue, and I think increasingly, we're going to drop the pretense that any of this has to do with rights at all. Because, of course, a non-Christian or post-Christian society is not one that's going to care at all about human rights, whether they're the rights of the unborn or the rights of women or the rights of the poor or anyone else.
We are talking with our author of the week, John Daniel Davidson, the book Pagan America, The Decline of Christianity in the Dark Age to Come. You mentioned human rights. AI is something that's, well, thank goodness for us, Kamala Harris was put in charge of grappling with that issue. But there are still so many people that are uneasy, largely because it is to some degree uncharted territory. We see it popping up in these ways that a lot of people, frankly, they find fun. I can have AI do a portrait of me doing this or that or so forth. But you've got a chapter devoted to AI and the pagan future. This may be surprising to some people. Tell us about that.
Yeah, to me, the emergence of AI is one of the most straightforward examples of what I'm talking about when I talk about a pagan future for our country, or what the de-Christianization of America will bring. The way that people talk about AI, the people who are creating these AI algorithms and these AI chatbots, the way they talk about it and talk about its potential is straightforwardly pagan. And what I mean by that is that these people are holding up the promise of AI as this powerful new entity that is being shepherded into being that will be for us godlike. And you see this already in the way that some people are interacting with AI, looking to it to solve problems that we believe are beyond our capability to solve. And especially in Silicon Valley, you see people looking to AI as a source of eternal life or life extension, a way to cheat mortality. And I profile one Silicon Valley tech mogul by the name of Brian Johnson, who straightforwardly kind of lays it out in a really obvious way that he believes we have to turn over our decisions about how we live and how we organize society to AI algorithms that can optimize our bodies, can optimize our social resources, and that in a very real sense, we have to become slaves to these AI algorithms, these super beings that are being created right now. And to me, that's an example of sort of like neo-futuristic paganism of the kind that is being created right now as Christianity recedes.
Is the willingness of human beings to sacrifice their true self to AI, for example, one of the results of not having the Christian belief? And I ask this question as somebody who's a Christian, and so have a great deal of appreciation for myself as I am because of my understanding of God and Christ and Christianity. And so for me, it is beyond the scope of comprehension that any person would surrender themselves to any other human being in that way, let alone some sort of program. Is it the detachment from Christianity and the decline of it that makes people more likely to offer themselves up that way?
Yes, it is, exactly. You know, the failure of people to even understand what it is that they're engaging in is a hallmark of a post-Christian age. You might say these people are uncatechized or improperly catechized, so they don't even have the theological or philosophical vocabulary to articulate what it is that they're doing, that they're making a god out of AI, for example. But yes, I think, you know, in an earlier age, in a Christian age, we would have been able to understand this idolatry for what it is. But now we use different words and we delude ourselves into thinking that God doesn't exist. And at the same time, we're setting up these pagan idols as gods that we are going to serve. And again, to go back to the example of Brian Johnson, one of the things that he does, and the reason I talk about him, is that he believes that these AI algorithms, if he turns over every decision about his body and how he lives to this AI, he will be able to, as he says, not die. In other words, he can extend his life indefinitely. One of the things that he tried to do early on in this process was ingest the plasma of his own 18-year-old son. Now, he may look at that in sort of a scientific, antiseptic way, but a properly catechized Christian will recognize that as a form of pagan worship that goes back a very long time. Ingesting the blood of innocence for the extension of life to cheat mortality is straightforwardly pagan. It's what witches and pagan priests and priestesses once did. And it's coming back now in a new form. And part of the challenge for us is to recognize what those new forms are and connect them to practices in the past and understand them for what they are.
My last question for our author, John Daniel Davidson, on the book Pagan America, The Decline of Christianity in the Dark Age to Come. Oftentimes, when we have a conversation with an author, a book is written, and there is a great deal of concern and warning, but then generally hey, but here's the escape route. But here I see a quote in front of me, and it says, America as we know it will come to an end. Instead of a republic of free citizens, we will be slaves in a pagan empire. Is there any way around this at this point, or is this, hey, here's a heads up, better get ready to buckle down because it's happening?
Yeah, one of the things I failed to do in this book is exactly what you say. You see in a lot of these kinds of books, the last chapter or two will be, you know, just follow these 10 steps to save America.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. I didn't do that in this book because I don't believe that there is a way out of this sort of civilizational shift that we find ourselves in. Every person alive today was born into a country in which Christianity was in a precipitous state of decline. So this is a problem that we all kind of inherited, right? And it goes back quite a ways. But I think the challenge is just to accept where we are. And my goal here is that people kind of wake up and at least accept the circumstances that we find ourselves in as a civilization and as a country. Because that, it's impossible to sort of change your life and make preparations for the storm to come if you don't even accept what's happened, right? And so I don't leave readers with no hope, but I also don't want to sugarcoat it and tell people that there's an easy way out, or there's a way that politics alone is going to turn this around. And some of the things I talk about have to do with, you know, decisions that people need to make, especially faithful Christians need to make about their own families, about where they live, about how they build community, and how they engage with the public square really at the local level, not so much at the national level, because, you know, a politician, Trump or anyone else, is not going to reverse this, is not going to sort of save us. So we need to, the first step is wrapping our heads around the problem and accepting that this is happening.
The book, Pagan America, The Decline of Christianity in the Dark Age to Come, our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, John Daniel Davidson. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.